Well, hey, day 930X, I hope you stand with me every single day and keeping a focus on this, because building a great life takes some energy and effort, as you're probably starting to notice that high-performance life takes a little bit of work, takes a little bit of effort and energy, and planning and building that life takes some thinking. It takes some actual, you know, what do I want out of life? Where do I want my life to go? And if you think back to all of the formulas we're learning so far, all the models, all the step-by-step processes we're going through, it's not that hard. It just requires time and energy. You know, it's I guess even thinking about goal setting, dream building, it just takes time sitting down and not watching a TV program, actually building a TV program in your head of what do I want my life to look like, feel like, be like, so that I can be, do, and have all I want to have. And, you know, I guess that starts me with, today we're going to be looking at goal setting. But before we get into setting goals, I want to be clear about something. Be you. Don't pick goals because someone else said they think it's a great goal. Don't write down a goal because someone else wants that for you, or someone said to you, hey, I think you'd be great at this. Be yourself. Stand tall in your own 2 feet and say, listen, this is actually what I want for my life. This is what I want to be. This is what I want to do. This is what I want to have. You don't have to have the high-rise building and the whole wealth and kit and caboodle. You don't have to have that. If you want your life to be about travel and backpacking around the world and staying at the most amazing places in a tent, then that's your life. If you want your life to be about all of the best cars in the world, then fantastic. That's your life. Do not sit down with goals and say, okay, I'm just going to write down goals because that's what I think I want to have, or that's what seems what everybody wants. The 30X life isn't always about having the most expensive, biggest, and best. Sometimes the 30X life is about the simplest and easiest. Be you with your goals. Now, that's not saying having the big yacht and the jet and all that is a bad thing. I love that stuff, but I also do love getting out into nature and having that time as well. So, up to you. But the simplest point I can make to you about your goals is make them yours. Choose what you really want, okay, not what others want. And you'll know it's with you what you really want because it'll get you excited. The things that make you happy are kind of where you want to have more goals, okay? So why do we need goals? First and foremost, let's get clear on a simple thing. You know the formulas, dream, goal, learn, plan, act, okay? You got that. Goals, though, I guess there's two main reasons why we have goals. Number one, direction. Okay, it gives us a direction to be moving in. It gives us somewhere to go. We know what we're doing. We know the path we're on. We know the direction we're heading. Second reason for having goals is momentum. It keeps us moving. You see, momentum is a major factor in success. The fact that you are moving, you're meeting new people, you're doing new things, you're active. The action actually brings about new... momentum leads to new things happening. Momentum, the faster you build, the more. So that's why goals are important. Get us moving in a direction so that we've actually got the ability to have a lot of other things come into play for us. Now, when you hear about goal setting, you're always going to hear this word, SMART. Okay, what does SMART mean? SMART goal setting is specific, measurable, achievable, results-oriented with a time frame. A goal that's fluffy, you know, more money. More money is not a goal. You know, more health, not a goal. Lose some weight, not a goal, okay? You got to be specific. You got to make sure that, you know, it is there. That then leads to measurable. There's got to be a number associated with it. Not, I want to be rich. I want to have $5 million in cash in the bank plus $20 million in assets plus this, that. Specific, measurable, okay? Got to be a number. Achievable. If you want to have the massive goal, fantastic. But break it back to the current goal. Be achievable. Don't. When people who are driving a beat-up old car say to me, I want to be driving a Ferrari, fantastic. But first of all, let's go to like a Camry or something, okay? Let's not jump straight from the beater to a Ferrari. Let's jump to something that's achievable for now. See, the way the brain works is if you give yourself something that's way out of realm and that's just so far off, And you sit there, it ends up demotivating you, not motivating you, okay? So give yourself something that's achievable. Fourth, are results oriented. In other words, it's not about, a goal is not, I got to make 20 phone calls or I've got to go. A goal is about achieving something. Okay. I've got to get 2 sales, or a goal isn't, I got to run 5 miles. It's about a result. I got to run 5 miles in this time frame type thing. Okay. And that leads us to that last one, time frame. Every great goal has a time, by this date, in this many days. That's a great goal. Now, that stuff is real simple. Let's get on to what makes goal setting actually work and work for you. Let's get to some details around this stuff. Goals can't just be in one area of life. Where you have goals, you will put focus. Where you put focus, you'll achieve goals. If you only have goals in business, you'll put all your focus into business and other things will fall by the wayside. Your health, relationships, investing, etc. Okay? So we got to make sure that before I get into a lot of detail around how to do this, that we get very clear on the fact that our goals are, if I can be real blunt, we make sure we got goals in areas other than just business and money. Okay? 3 levels of goals. Let's go through the 3 levels and understand them. First level of goal is an away goal. Okay, this is where our goal is to get away from a negative, you know, to lose weight, to not work that many hours, to not have an overdraft. You know, so it's a negative goal, basically. It's getting away from a negative. Now, when I first, it's interesting, I remember back to being a kid, about age, I think I was 13 or so. We moved from, we lived in Darwin, Australia, and moved to Adelaide. My dad got a transfer and a promotion, and it was like, wow, this is a big deal for Dad. And we moved to a new city, and I was the new kid, and I remember it was, I had 2 brothers, and every time we went to a new school, one of the 3 of us brothers always got into a fight. Usually my older brother, but yeah, Craig, it was you. But we moved to this city, and I'm sitting there, and I'm thinking, you know, I don't really fit in here. I'm not fitting in. And I get in trouble the first week. Now, I'm going to age myself again here by talking about Levi's 501 jeans and how that led me to a fight. And I remember, the long story short, I remember it because I went and sat down at my house afterwards, got in trouble with the school and my mom and everyone. And I said to myself, you know what? I will never not have enough money to buy whatever I want again. So I set a negative goal, an away-from goal. I was lucky enough, by the age of 16, that I learned the next level of goal. See, I went to a seminar with Jim Rohn, E. James Rohn, Brisbane City Town Hall. And Mr. Rohn taught about towards goal setting. So not get away from a negative, move towards a positive. So it was kind of cool for me to learn that, hey, I didn't have to just get out of a negative. Now, here's the problem with setting a goal is just getting away from a negative. Once you are out of pain, once you're just enough out of the negative, you kind of slow down or stop. The challenge with a negative goal is that if you get out of it, and if I can give you a simple example, the person who's saying something like, I don't want to work 80 hours a week, I don't want to work 80 hours a week, I don't want to work 80 hours a week, what do they end up doing? Yeah, working 80 hours a week. The negative goal becomes, and if we later on in 30X, we're going to look at law of attraction, law of vibration, all these things, and why the negative goal just becomes your reality. You know, the negative goal, you end up attracting into your life what it is you say you don't want. And that's one of the biggest challenges. I was lucky at age 16 to learn about towards goals, moving towards something. And I remember Mr. Rohn teaching us all about this, and I set the towards goal of financially retiring at age 25. Now, everyone thought I was crazy, which, you know, if I can say something very clear about goals, it's this. If your goals, if other people aren't doubting your goals, if other people aren't saying it's not possible, it's not a big enough goal. If your goal isn't scary, it's not a big enough goal. If it doesn't excite you, it's not a big enough goal. So I remember at age 16 setting the goal of retiring at age 25. And, you know, I sit there and I think about it, and it taught me a very, very valuable lesson. That goals where you're moving towards are actually more powerful than goals where you're getting away from a negative. Towards a positive is more powerful than away from a negative. However, you've got to stay focused on goals that are towards a positive. See, away from a negative, the negative shows up every day. The negative keeps showing up, okay? It's there to push you, prod you, cajole you, and influence you, and move you. The positive, you've got to make it show up yourself. You got to keep it in front of you. You got to read it. You got to see it. You got to take pictures of it. You got to visualize it, verbalize it. You got to make sure that that goal is in front of you every single day, so it is a reminder. You know, it's the negative goals. Yeah, they're always going to be there, reminding you themselves, and that's part of their charm, I guess. You know, what we want to do is set positive or towards goals. Again, in all areas of life. So, if the away goal is the bottom level of goal and the towards goal is the second level of goal, then what's the third level of goal? Well, third level of goal is where it becomes about more than just you. The third level of goal is where it becomes about a legacy, bigger than yourself. Now, most of us, that sort of starts when we have family. I know for me, the day my daughter was born, my first daughter, holy did I have to sit down and think, hang on. My goals are all about me. My goals aren't all about providing family or, you know, building wealth and second, third generation wealth. My goals are about providing for me. And what am I, and crazy, the thoughts that went through my head, and I'm hoping that you've been through that too. For those of you with kids, you've started to set goals that are bigger than you. Create a legacy, leave a legacy behind. You know, what is it that you want to create? And to me, whether you're in business and want to create a legacy, or whether it's personally you want to create a legacy, or philanthropically, charitable, what is the legacy you want to leave is a really important thing. And that takes me back again to Mr. Roan. And what he actually had us do was write our obituary. That's right. I was a 16-year-old kid writing my obituary, saying, what do I want my life to stand for? What do I want my life to be about? And having an obituary, a speech that someone would give about, here's what Brad's life stood for. Oh my gosh. Yes, that's your homework, okay? Mr. Roan gave it to me as homework. I'm giving it to you as homework. Sit down and actually write your obituary. What is it that you want your life to stand for? Now, for me, oh my goodness, did it create a challenge in my thinking, because what did I want my life to stand for? And at 16 years old, I didn't really know what I wanted my life to stand for, but hey, I could take a shot at it. And I did. I took a shot at it, and I started to create different goals and different realities to what I'd ever thought was possible. Because when you go for what I want my whole life to think about and stand for, what I want people to say at my gravesite when I pass away, what do I want them to think of me? Holy heck, did it change my goal setting. See, goals, instead of them being about me, instead of it being getting away from a negative or towards a positive, it became about what legacy can I leave for the world? What can I do? If I learn a whole bunch and then teach a whole bunch, how many businesses can I create? How many people can I find jobs for? How many people can I change their life, their relationships, their family? Dang, it became a challenge. You know, so leaving a legacy is the third level of goal setting. And thinking about your legacy is something that challenges people. It really does. High performance life, what's the legacy you want to leave for yourself, your family, your kids, your community, the world as a whole? I know that when I sat down and thought about a legacy goal, it changed the way I wanted to approach life. It changed the way I wanted to build life. It changed the way I wanted the people to see me. It changed who I wanted to be. It changed who I wanted to become. Because I wanted to do more than just provide for me. And here's the interesting thing about it. When you think in terms of legacy goal, all those towards and away goals just kind of happen. They just kind of happen. Now, I still set the towards goals. Don't get me wrong. I still set them. I 100% got clear on what are my towards goals. Smart tested. Give me direction. Give me momentum. Give me movement. Absolutely, they did. You know, now, I know some people struggle with goal setting, and that's okay. Let me go through four different lessons around this stuff, okay? Firstly, one of the reasons that we set goals is, and one of the things that I believe people are challenged with is that they know, well, if I can be real blunt, you set goals you have to grow into, okay? if you set a goal that you can achieve based on your current knowledge, your current skills, that's okay. However, I want you to be setting goals that you need to grow into. Set a goal that you have to get better to achieve. Set a goal that you have to do more and be more to achieve that goal. Don't just set goals that you can achieve based on your current knowledge, your current skill set. When you set a goal you have to grow into, it gives you reason to grow. It gives you that momentum. It gives you that direction. And it gives you the ability to learn. It reminds you of what you need to learn. Remember, dream, goal, learn. The goal has got to want you to grow. If you're not growing to achieve the goal, it's not really a goal. Go back to that exciting thing, you know. If others aren't doubting it, the reason people doubt it is they know who you are today, or maybe they know you from yesterday or the week before, and they haven't seen how much you've grown and changed in the last little while. And they go, based on the old person I knew, you're not going to achieve that. And you say, you're right. Based on the old person I was, I wasn't going to achieve that. But based on the person I'm becoming, based on the person you are becoming, you are going to achieve those goals. You are going to have those dreams be a reality. Because you're growing into your goals. Your goals are designed that way. Your dreams are designed that way for you to grow in order to make it a reality. And the more you grow, the more that it can be a reality. So understand that, yes, it's scary to write down a dream that you don't know how it's going to happen. Yes, writing a goal and giving it a date and a time frame and a measurable outcome, that's scary. But here's the thing. If you want to make a good decision in life, the good decision will give two emotions, fear and excitement. A good decision brings up, if you are making a decision and there's no fear or no excitement from it, you're basically deciding to stay where you're at. You're basically deciding to do the same stuff I was doing yesterday, okay? So our goal is to build dreams and goals that actually we have to... We grow into them, and that is scary, and it is exciting, you know, and the growth just has to be a part of this. And I think that as you approach decision-making in the future, it really is a part of that. And we've got a whole 30X on how to make decisions coming up in a few days' time, so don't panic about that. But ultimately, I just wanted you to think of it that way. Now, if you really do struggle with goal setting, I'm going to give you a simple exercise a good buddy of mine, Michael Lozier, taught me. And it's real simple. Sit down and make a list of what you don't want. Okay, sit down, make a big list of what do I not want to have happen. Those away goals, okay? Turn your aways into towards. I don't want to be broke. Great, what do you want then? See that question? What do I want? Not what I don't want, what do I want? If you can sit down and think about the things you don't want to have happen, then it's fairly easy to translate that into what you do want to have happen. I'll give you a simple example. I was working with a business owner who was telling me all about the type of customers he doesn't want. And I just sat with him and said, well, hang on. Let's define what you don't want. Great. We came up with a list. And then we flipped the list over and said, okay, what does that mean? They don't pay their bills on time. Great. What does that mean? They pay cash in advance. So you can do that with your goal setting. If you sit there and say, I don't want a beat-up car, great, what do you want? Well, I want a new car that's reliable and this. Great. I don't want this type of relationship. Great, what type of relationship do you want? Now, making a list of the negatives and turning them into positives is a very quick way to help someone that's struggling with goal setting. If that's you, great, do it that way. If it's one of your friends, help them out by helping them define what they don't want so they can determine what they do want. I think it's kind of easy that way. Now, a big part of the reason for goal setting is that we do start doing new things, okay? I forget where it was that I learned this, but it was they all try a new thing every day. What's something you do different every day? What's something you do a different way? Like, drive to work a different way each day. You know, don't follow the exact same road each day. Drive a different way. See what else is out there. See what you can see. You know, brush your teeth with the other hand one day. Change your knife and fork around. Do new things. But part of setting goals is the new things that you want to achieve. And so you kind of have to understand that goal setting is about trying new things. A big part of success is consistently doing new stuff. I mean, it really is. Because if you keep doing the same old, you keep getting the same old. That's not a complex thing. The formula is do that, get that. It just doesn't change. you've got to want to try new things. Now, that brings me to a killer for a lot of people is the bright, shiny object syndrome. One of the reasons I like having goals and setting goals is to keep me focused, to keep me on track, to keep me on direction, to keep me following what I need to achieve. One of the reasons I love going back and reading my goals on a daily basis and looking over my dreams on a weekly basis is to keep me on focus. The challenge for a lot of people that don't reread their goals or don't even have goals written down, especially for those who don't have goals written down in different areas, is that they keep falling for the latest bright, shiny object. They keep falling for the trap of the new thing, the new stuff, because there's no real goal built into what they want to achieve. So what is the goal? What is the goal so that we can stay focused on it? Now, if you are one of those bright, shiny object people, okay, you keep the newest, latest, greatest pops up, and trust me, I have suffered from this disease on several points to the point where I literally had to put an ideas book down and go, great ideas. And that, you go back to the ideas book next quarter when you're building your plan for the next quarter of the year. But ultimately, if you are one of the people that struggles with the bright, shiny object syndrome, you need to put your goals up on the wall. You need to have them up on the board. You need to have them somewhere hanging that everybody can see them so that people can help you stay focused. Get a coach, get a mentor group, do something that keeps you on track with what it is you need to do, okay? It's not about not doing new things because, as I said, big part of goals is trying new things. The challenge is if you're jumping from one to the next, you miss one of the major keys to success. Major key to success, focus. Okay? Focus in for a period of time. We've already discussed this and we've looked at it from, the average person overestimates what they can achieve in 1 year but underestimates what they can achieve in 10 years. The focus factor is what gets you to a goal. And so that brings me to probably one of the most important goal-setting lessons. When you are on track moving towards a goal, okay, and you see yourself as not going to achieve the goal, let's say it was a running goal or an exercise goal, and you're like, I'm just not quite going to get there. A lot of people are tempted to change the goal. A lot of people say, well, why don't we just reduce the goal? Or why don't we just change it to this so that we can achieve the goal? Don't change the goal. Change the plan. Change the activities. Change the actions. Change what you're doing. Keep the goal. Keep the goal. Change the actions. Change the plan. Change the strategy. It's real easy to drop the goal and say, okay, let's just change the goal and not worry about it, then we're going to achieve it. No, that's not the way it works. The goal was set for a reason. You thought it through. You planned it. You came up with that goal. Stick with the goal. Change the strategy. Change the plan. Change what you're doing. And go after that goal. Go after it in a major way. If major goals take major action, they really do. Major shifts. It's just going to be that. Bright, shiny objects will pull you off goal. Trying new things is part of goal, but trying new things for the sake of trying new things doesn't, okay? Keep the goal, focus on the goal, move towards the goal. So, finally in goal setting, we need to have a chat about this word called balance, okay? A lot of times when I'm setting goals with people and we're putting goals together for all areas of life, yesterday, we went into categories, roles, and goals, okay? One of the challenges is people sort of sit there and go, well, I got to stay in balance. Okay, I want to give you my theory on balance. The greatest achievers in the world were rarely ever balanced, okay? The greatest achievers rarely spent this amount of time on this and this on this and this on this. They rarely had a balanced day. Most of the greatest achievers in the world are way out of balance and then way out of balance and then way out of balance and then... but they're achieving what they want to achieve. I kind of like the word harmony. I like the word that my life lives in harmony. There's a harmony to my life. Yeah, it's not that balanced. When I'm away giving lectures and speeches around the world, I'm working. I'm on stage every single day for 5-10 days straight. But then I'll go home and be with my family for a month. You know, it's not about always setting goals to stay in balance. Sometimes it's about setting goals to achieve what it is you want to achieve, to do what you want to do, to spend that time with your family by doing the things that you need to do in another different way. You know, ultimately, life is about creating the life that you want it to be. It doesn't need to be perfect. It doesn't need to be someone else's idea of perfect. It's your idea of perfect. So you got to start taking a look at your goals. How many of your goals are away goals? How many of your goals do you need to flip into towards goals? How many areas of life do you just not even have goals written down in? Could be health, could be investing, it could be family, it could be there's many areas where I see people just don't have their goals written down. It could be all areas of life that you don't have your goals written down. Remember, we go back to one thing. The most important goal is the daily goal. What are you going to achieve tomorrow? Second most important, weekly. Third, monthly, quarterly, annual, 3 to 5, lifetime. If you get good at doing daily goal setting, weekly becomes easy. If you get good at weekly, monthly becomes easy. You get good at monthly, quarterly, and so on and so on. So let's go back over what we got to achieve out of today's session. We got to start thinking about our health. Yes, I know it's morbid. We got to start thinking about our obituary. Okay, what do we want our life to stand for? What is the legacy we want to leave behind? What are the goals at that level? What is the legacy for our family? What's the legacy for our community, our church, our whatever area it is that you want to leave a legacy for? Start setting that in your mind. Give yourself massive direction in life. We know what's important. We know all this stuff. We've got to then set goals that are more current time, 3 to 5 years. Anything inside 3 to 5 years that you want to have happen has to have a SMART goal for it. Okay, we can't sit there and hope for it. We can't sit there and do it unless it is documented on paper, written down, specific, measurable, achievable results are over the time frame. It may happen, but we're not going to move to that next part of the formula: dream, goal, learn, plan, act. So we write the goals down. From the goals, we then know we got to grow into them. We now know what we got to go and learn. We now know what we've got to achieve. Okay, we know the steps to do that. Your goals are going to scare and excite you. If they don't, they're not big enough yet. Okay, they're not crazy enough yet. Your goals are going to have other people telling you, "Oh, can't happen, won't happen, not possible, not going to be a, you're not going to do that." You're right. The person I am today probably won't achieve that. But the person I'm becoming, that person's going to kick that goal easily. That person's going to nail that thing, okay? Who you're becoming is going to achieve all of these goals. That's what growing into it is all about, okay? We're building goals. Now, remind yourself of these three things before we finish up here today. Number one, my goals need to be my goals, things that make me happy, things that excite me, things that scare me a little, scare me a lot even. But my goals need to be my goals, not someone else's. Not things to please others, but mine. What goals please me, make me happy? Second one, make sure that you keep in direction. That's why we have the goals. We keep moving in a direction. We keep moving with momentum. And then not just in one area, in all areas of our life, we've got to make sure we do that. And the final thing I want to state about goal setting. Listen, the first time I ever learned about goal setting, I didn't do it. I didn't. I knew it was a good idea. It made sense, logically, emotionally. I got it. Yep, I got to write goals if I want to achieve it. Second time I learned about goal setting, still didn't do it. Read about it. Went to a seminar on it. Didn't do it. The day things changed is the day I took action. The day I sat down and actually put pen to paper with goals. You've got two ways of getting to your goals so far in 30X. Dream, goal, learn, plan, act. Categories, roles, and goals. Today we're adding a big third one. The legacy. What do you want your life to be about? Definitely move away from the negative goals. Move to the positive goals, the towards goals. And think about that big legacy. But really start to define your goals. Get clear on them. The clearer you are, the more power you have to go and achieve it. Goal setting is not something that we just think about and talk about. Goal setting is something we do. We take a pen, we put it to paper, and we make the goals real. That's what we do. If we want to lead a 30X life, we got to act like a 30X person. 30Xs, put pen to paper. That's your homework tonight. Start putting pen to paper. Get your goals clear in all areas of life. Towards goals. Lifelong legacy. Make some decisions that scare you. Make some that excite you. But most of all, let's get focused. Let's get the momentum happening in the direction we want to achieve the life you want to have. That's 30X for today. Well, let's do this. I'll see you tomorrow.